Welcome back. Thanks for getting up for those who are, this is the first thing you've attended today. For everybody else, thanks for coming in. I'm excited about talking to you today. There's something that's bugging me. Words confuse me. Well, I guess probably more specifically, what we do with words confuses me. I mean, have you ever thought about the fact that we park on driveways and drive on parkways? You've heard that one before? Yeah, it's confusing. That's really confusing. Why do noses run and feet smell? Yeah, that's confusing. Why do doctors call what they do practice? Uh-huh. That one is confusing and disturbing, if you really think about it. And then my all-time favorite, if pro is the opposite of con, doesn't it seem to stand that the opposite of progress would be Congress? Maybe that one's not so confusing. Maybe that's just kind of straight up. Okay, so there's a word that I've come upon that is confusing me. And it's the word bless. To bless. Blessing. That word. I mean, it's a word we use often enough. When somebody sneezes, we say, bless you. God bless you. Why do we say that? We have no clue why we say that. We just say that. We don't even know what we mean when we say that. We say it. If you're from the South, as I am originally, when you hear a sad story, something terrible has happened, you say, well, bless his heart. That's what you say. I guess I just thought I was saying, oh, that's awful. I'm so sorry. How terrible. Until I met a guy from the North, someone that we Southerners would lovingly call a Yankee, and he told me that when I said that, he thought I meant that poor idiot. Well, that's not what I meant, but that's what he thought I meant. So this is a weird word. It's a word that we use a lot without even knowing what we mean when we use it. But we also use it a lot, and we could probably define what we mean when we use it. For example, if any of you in the near future or distant future are thinking about getting married, you might ask for your parents' blessing. And what will you be asking for? Well, you would be asking them to give their approval or hopefully their favor on your impending marriage. So we could understand that. In perhaps a more religious type context, before meals, we often pray, we would say, bless this food to our bodies. With the general idea that we're asking God to give us nourishment, strength, sustenance from the food. Okay? A pastor at the end of a service might bless the congregation. And generally what we probably get from that or think of that being is a request for God to give protection on us as we leave. Probably so. There's another way that we use this word a lot, I think, and that I think is interesting. Have you ever heard anybody say something like this, or have you said something like this yourself? Oh, did you hear her sing? The Lord has so richly blessed her. Ever said something like that? The idea being, God has given her this talent, this gift that she's used. Or you could flip that and say, oh, that song really blessed me. Something like that. In which case, you're saying it really touched you, it moved you, it gave you a good feeling of some sort. I think around here, we do this a lot. Actually, the first time I was ever at IWU and on a campus tour, this is what I heard. The Lord has really blessed this place. The idea being, look at what he's given us. He's given us this growth, this abundance. And you know, we could go on and on with popping things up there. He's blessed us with health or wealth or friends or family. If this is how we are using the word, what do all these things have in common? Well, I think the common link here on all these different ways that we use the word bless is stuff. Right? The word blessing has stuff attached to it. So my question today is this how we're supposed to understand blessing, being blessed? A lot of this God blessing us. Is this how we understand it? Is this how we're supposed to understand it? But before we answer that question, we've got to look at where the word gets really confusing. Consider this. Over 70 times in the Bible, God is not the giver of the blessing. He is the receiver of the blessing. Humans bless God, or God is called blessed. We just sang the song, blessed be the name of the Lord. We said blessed because that fits the music, but it's just the word blessed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay, now, if I can maybe kind of sort of get the general picture of what it means for us to be blessed, if it looks something like this maybe, what in the world does it mean for God to be blessed? Like this? I mean, how can I bless God? So I'm confused. It's just a confusing word. So let's look this morning, briefly, at this word. Now, the majority of the time in the Bible, this word is used in the context of God blessing people, or people asking God to bless people, but the idea being that God is the source of the blessing. And if you want to see how God blesses people, the place to go would be Deuteronomy chapter 28. So let's look at a few verses here. I'm not going to read the whole chapter. But Deuteronomy chapter 8 is just a list of blessings. All these blessings will come upon you. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in, and blessed when you go out. And it goes on and on and on, listing all the things we're blessed with. Now, okay, granted, for the most part, you all aren't at this point too concerned about the fruit of your womb. And our crops and our livestock aren't occupying our minds a lot here. And we don't even know what a kneading trough is to be blessed. But this list for the people this was written to was very real to them. Just like that list that we had on that last slide, those were all things that were very real to us. This was very real to them. And as you go throughout the Bible, the Old Testament specifically, this is what we see. People are blessed with land, with children, with harvests, with long life, with victory over their enemies, with protection, with wealth, on and on. God blesses with stuff. Good stuff. Actually, one of the first times that we see God coming to humans, it was in Genesis chapter 12, when he first meets Abraham. So really early on there, he first meets Abraham. And what does he say to him? Hi, Abraham. I want to give you some stuff. Specifically land and children. I mean, essentially what we see is when God comes and introduces himself to humanity, or reintroduces himself to humanity through Abraham, he introduces himself as a God who gives stuff, who provides for us. But you see, that's not all that earth-shattering. I mean, people in the ancient world, this is what they expected from their gods, or at least it's what they hoped for from their gods. I mean, every ancient person would say that any good stuff, any good thing that they had, came from the gods. And so it wasn't all that radical for God to come to Abraham and offer him stuff. But let's not stop there as we look at this idea of blessing. Let's go to some other famous blessing verses. This is Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. We call this the priestly blessing. This is the priest speaking the blessing of God on the people. And this is what we see here. When we look at this, we see that this doesn't seem to be so much about God blessing with stuff, or at least not about God blessing with stuff that we can touch. So let's look at this. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Now, there's a lot of intangible stuff in this blessing. We see God's protection. His divine presence, His smiling favor, His peace or His well-being within us. But when I look at these verses, I don't just see a God like any other God who gives stuff. This God seems to be concerned, to care about the one receiving the stuff. And when you start looking, so many of the passages that talk about God's blessing mention the fact that He blesses us out of His love for us, out of His loyalty and faithfulness to us, out of His kindness and His goodness and His patience with us. Now that is a completely different picture than the one you get of other ancient gods. Those gods weren't loving or caring or concerned. They were terrible and terrifying and awful. Any blessing, any good thing that you might get from those gods came in spite of who they were. Our God blesses us because of who He is. He is creator. So He blesses by creating things for us. He is mighty. So He blesses with protection and victory over our enemies. He is good. So He blesses with goodness. He is loyal and faithful. So He blesses by fulfilling promises to us. He's not just a God who randomly blesses because He can or because He does or doesn't feel like it that day. He blesses us because of His love and loyalty and faithfulness to us. See, the problem is, the people in the Old Testament, they didn't get that whole connection. And so when it came to blessing, the stuff part was really important to them. I mean, the stuff was actually understood as the blessing itself, to the point that if you didn't have the stuff, you didn't have the blessing. If you lost the stuff, you lost the blessing. If you never had the stuff, you never had the blessing. And as we read it, it can become very easy for us to fall into that same trap of thinking that way, that the stuff equals the blessing. But I am absolutely convinced that the stuff, what we call the blessing, is really just secondary. When God came to Abraham, He wasn't offering him stuff. Well, okay, He was offering him stuff. But what He was really offering him was relationship. The relationship that Abraham had been created for and didn't even know it. At the heart of God's blessings to us is the relationship that He has or desires to have with us, with you. One of the most beautiful, clearest pictures of this idea of God's blessings springing out of the relationship that He has with us comes from Ephesians chapter 1. It's an amazing chapter. Look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, and Paul describes God as the one who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. And then Ephesians 1 goes on to list those spiritual blessings, and it is a mind-blowing list, the spiritual blessings that God has given us. He has chosen us. He has predestined us to be adopted. He has redeemed us through His blood. He forgives our sins. He lavishes His grace upon us. He makes known to us the mystery of His will. Oh, It's amazing. And it goes on and on and on. And what we see when we look at those spiritual blessings is that all of these blessings are things that bring us into relationship or result from our relationship with God. At the heart of God's blessing to us is the relationship he has with us. And you can't extract the relationship from the stuff, or you end up right back in that same way of thinking that it's all about the stuff. But it's not. Wow. So we've kind of flipped our idea of what it means for us to be blessed by God. But we need to look at something else, because see, I didn't give you all of Ephesians 1:3 here. The beginning of that verse looks like this: blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the spiritual realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Okay, now we got that last part, that he blesses us, and then this passage is all about the beautiful relationship that is this blessing. But that still leaves us with the first part. Blessed is God. How? How can he be blessed? How can he receive blessing? That's, remember, where this word gets confusing. So if God blesses us in relationship with us, see, God has lots of ways of expressing that relationship, just like we like to express when we're in a relationship, right? He has lots of ways to express that relationship because he has lots of good things he can give us, and we have lots of needs. Wouldn't you agree? Yeah. Okay, but God has no needs. He is complete in and of himself. He doesn't need me to give him stuff, even my approval or my favor. And on top of that, I have no goodness within me to give to him. So how can he be blessed? How can I bless him? At the risk of sounding too simple, it's about relationship. I bless God by choosing to be in relationship with him. And that is a continuous choice. I come to the Creator and I experience what I was created for, to know him more and more and more deeply. And the more I know him, the more I recognize my deep need for him. Then it's in my expressing of this knowing God and this knowing my need for him, that I bless him. Now, you might call that praise. I bless God by praising him. But blessing God is about so much more than just singing a praise song or being really thankful and saying praise the Lord for something. I bless God by totally, completely, unreservedly entering into relationship with him. And my expression of that is uncontainable praise. And so suddenly, Psalm 103:1 is very different to me. I say, bless the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, bless his holy name. Oh my goodness. Do you realize? Do you realize that you can have the relationship that would cause your soul, your inmost being, to sing that? Wow. It's an amazing word. But you know, this morning isn't just about me trying to get you to rethink this idea of blessing, though I want you to do that. I'd also like to share with you when I became really confused by this whole concept of blessing. At the beginning, we talked about different ways that we use the word blessing. And I remember growing up, whenever we would know somebody who had been really sick or had a really serious physical illness, or even someone who'd lost a loved one, my parents would always gather us and say, "We need to be so thankful that God has blessed our family with good health." And that was true, and they were right. And he did for 24 years. And then there was the day after Christmas, 1999, when I found out that my mom had cancer. And then a couple weeks later, when the doctor said that she only had a couple months to live. And then nearly 2 years later, there was the day that I watched my mom die. And it might sound silly for a 24-year-old, but those words from my childhood kept playing over and over and over again in my head. "We're so blessed." So I was left asking, are we not blessed anymore? And that leads to the question, did we do something to lose the blessing? What other blessing are we going to lose? That's when God started really teaching me about this whole idea of blessing. You see, ultimately, my mom's blessing wasn't health. The blessing my mom had was an eternal relationship with God. Because the blessing isn't about the stuff, whether that's health or protection or talent or intellect or abundance or wealth or whatever it is that you would fill in that blank with. Have you considered yourself blessed? If you have, think right now. Think right now of that thing that you've always considered yourself blessed with. Maybe lots of things that you've considered yourself blessed with. Think of it right now. Or maybe you're sitting here and you're really not feeling blessed. And for a while, you've been looking around at everyone around you and it seems like everyone else is being blessed. And you aren't. How would you define that? What would you pinpoint? What is that thing that you're not feeling blessed with? Are you thinking of it? Okay. I'm telling you now, it's not about that. God's blessing on your life is not about that. God's blessing on your life is about the relationship that He has with you and that you have with Him. That's why we can sing, "You give and take away." Because whether I have the stuff or I don't have the stuff, that thing doesn't affect the relationship. So my heart can choose to say, "Lord, blessed be your name." Choose that today. Choose that relationship. The relationship that you were created for. And challenge yourself to let all that stuff become secondary while He becomes primary. Then you will experience a blessed life. And that is a life that blesses God.